Langdon's eyes went wide. So, Zobrist wanted to thin the herd in order to buy more time? Sinsky nodded. He once described himself as being trapped on a ship where the passengers double in number every hour, while he is desperately trying to build a lifeboat before the ship sinks under its own weight. She paused. He advocated throwing half the people overboard. Langdon winced. Frightening thought. Quite. Make no mistake about it, she said. Zobrist firmly believed that a drastic curbing of the human population will be remembered one day as the ultimate act of heroism, the moment the human race chose to survive.
As I said, frightening.
More so because Zobrist was not alone in his thinking. When Zobrist died, he became a martyr for a lot of people. I have no idea who we're going to run into when we arrive in Florence, but we'll need to be very careful. We won't be the only ones trying to find this plague. And for your own safety, we can't let a soul know you're in Italy looking for it.
Langdon told her about his friend, Ignazio Busoni, a Dante specialist, who Langdon believed could get him into Palazzo Vecchio for a quiet after-hours look at the painting that contained the words Cerca Trova from Zobrist's little projector. Busoni might also be able to help Langdon understand the strange quote about the eyes of death. Sinsky pulled back her long silver hair and looked intently at Langdon.
Seek and find, Professor. Time is running out.
Sinsky went to an onboard storeroom and retrieved the WHO's most secure hazmat tube, a model with biometric sealing capability.
Give me your thumb, she said, setting the canister in front of Langdon.
Langdon looked puzzled but obliged. Sinsky programmed the tube so that Langdon would be the only person who could open it. Then she took the little projector and placed it safely inside.
Think of it as a portable lockbox, she said with a smile.
With a biohazard symbol? Langdon looked uneasy.
It's all we have. On the bright side, nobody will mess with it.
Langdon excused himself to stretch his legs and use the restroom. While he was gone, Sinsky tried to slip the sealed canister into his jacket pocket. Unfortunately, it didn't fit.
He can't be carrying this projector around in plain sight.
She thought a moment and then headed back to the storeroom for a scalpel and a stitch kit. With expert precision, she cut a slit in the lining of Langdon's jacket and carefully sewed a hidden pocket that was the exact size required to conceal the biotube. When Langdon returned, she was just finishing the final stitches. The professor stopped and stared, as if she had defaced the Mona Lisa. You sliced into the lining of my Harris tweed?
Relax, Professor, she said. I'm a trained surgeon. The stitches are quite professional.